Roy Bailey. Again, a wonderful person. You know who he reminded me of? Probably someone you may not even know. Do you know who John Brooks is? He's out of like Toronto or something.
I don't know him, actually. One of the great things about this tour that we're actually about to begin celebrating the release of Songbook is that we are meeting a lot of great Canadian artists that we had never met before.
And we haven't met John Brooks, but I'm interested in knowing a little bit about who that is.
Some of the songs that he shared when I did an interview with him almost 2 years ago, There Is Only Love is one of the songs, Mercy, Because We're Free, These Are Not Economic Hard Times, Gun Dealer, The Only Good Thing Is an Old Dog. Those are all songs that he shared. And I think if you go and listen to John Brooks on the NordenSpiritRadio.org website, you'll fall in love with a number of his songs and say, dang, we should have included those ones in.
That's been happening. We've been hearing artists like him. People have been recommending other artists, and we're like, oh, man, if only we had just heard that, you know, a couple of years ago. A lot of folks have been sharing great music with us. And, like, this recent trip we took to Canada just reinforced our sense of how what a wealth of Canadian songwriters that they have are just phenomenal. And we got to meet several of them that have songs going in this book. Boy, what a wonderful community.
For example, who? Which Canadian artists are in this book?
Basically, what happened was we had a couple of people in Ontario who led sing-along, monthly sing-along groups, who sent us wonderful, wonderful lists of songs by songwriters we had never heard of. Some of these were sent to us in 1998, and more were sent to us during the past 3 years. And one of these guys who had helped us to choose Canadian songs and track down some of these, in some case, hard-to-find Canadian folk singers, organized a concert with us in the end of May. He was hoping the book would be out, but it wasn't quite done yet. And some of the artists that we sang with were a woman named Catherine Wheatley, terrific folk singer. Also, some of the other songwriters whose songs were sung at this concert were James Gordon, who I believe wrote Frobisher Bay, Sam Turton, Eve Goldberg, who was actually the Canadian representative for the Musicians Union, a local 1,000 traveling musicians union that we're members of, and two or three other terrific musicians. They were so warm, they were so enthusiastic, and we did a wonderful concert with them.
We also got to perform with Catherine Wheatley, who's
written... Catherine, honey.
Oh, did you? But also I was thinking of Tony Turner as somebody who's written a really wonderful song that we got to hear a parody. Just a great songwriter. So, you know, several folks there. There's a wonderful song circle up there called the Old Chestnut Song Circle that a fellow named Jack Cole founded. And Jack was just so instrumental in helping us learn about Canadian folk singers and songwriters. So it was just, we've just felt so warmly invited up there.
Did any of Eileen McGann's songs make it into the collection?
Yes.
So she wasn't at this particular concert because she had a conflict. But Eileen, I think, has two or three songs in the new book.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there were some folks that drove a long way to Kitchener to this, but she wasn't able to make it for that.